We had an idea for a movie where
But
it's
I
like a
fuck the girl
suspense,
in
it's a
mine.
suspense movie, and there's a skyscraper, it's a hostage situation.
Okay.
And there's a guy in there, and he's got 20 people in there, and he's threatening to use the N-word.
Yeah.
This summer. Chief, I think that guy's gonna say it. N.
He's not gonna say it. We will not let him say it.
I.
No! Stop, not another word!
We have the building surrounded.
He's covered in red dots.
Come out with your hands up.
Daddy, I think that man's going to use the N-word.
Chief, my wife is in there. She's pregnant with her son. And he's retarded. Gee. Lorenzo Lamas stars.
Ooh, Lorenzo would knock that out of the park. Dude.
Starring Lorenzo Lamas.
In his return.
James Remar. Reginald Vell Johnson. Think, who else would be in that
God
movie?
Damn it, Steve.
The movie is,
God
the movie
damn
is,
it, Steve.
The movie's just Die Hard.
Yeah. It's Die but Hard with the N-word.
Die Hard, but it's German terrorists take over a building to say the N-word. And before you accuse me of doing a low-effort bit, I'll remind you that that was the plot of Die Hard 2.
That's so true.
Is that John Hamm, or whatever the character's name.
John Valjean.
John McClane.
John Valjean.
John, yeah, McIntosh has to go to Harlem and wear the N-word around to prove that whites are tougher than blacks.
That's the whole movie.
To prove that blacks are cowards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That the Irish never, are the real blacks.
One man finally has the courage to do what we all want to do.
To wear the word on a sign.
To wear an N-word sandwich board.
Walk around Malcolm X Boulevard.
The most dangerous neighborhood in the entire world.
Yeah, just
Harlem.
Just gentrified ass Harlem.
Yeah. Harlem. The name where no one should go ever unless they belong there.
A beautiful neighborhood. But it happens to be filled with
I was working a job in Harlem a couple of years ago.